Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Discover female health insurance through It's for Women.
Tuesday, you remember we were chatting about The Quiet Man because of a new play in the Civic Theatre with Michael Murphy and Art Campion. It's based on the original short story written by Kerry-Man Morris Walsh, and they won't return it to that original script. But the film itself, even after 53 years, there was massive interest and, as we discovered, affection for The Quiet Man movie version, despite the drawbacks when you look back. But people are adults, they can look at it as a moment in time. And so a group of filmmakers and Galwegians have put together Féile John Ford, which is happening this weekend in Connemara, and one of the organisers is filmmaker Pat Comer. Geogich, Pat.
Kewell too. Oliver.
Come here. The Quiet Man, the story is set in Kerry, but it was filmed in parts of your part of the world as well, Galway, even though we famously associated with Mayo. But give us the connections of John Ford to Connemara, because they're very deep, aren't they?
Yeah, a huge connection. John Ford's father came from a place called Turbiog, which is about a mile beyond Spittle. Yeah. And his mother
west
came
of
from a place called Kailrua.
Yeah.
West of Spittle. And his mother came from a place called Kailrua, which is about another 3 or 4 miles further along the road. So both his parents emigrated to Portland in Maine, and John was born in Maine, and he regularly came back to Ireland because he was very proud of his Irish roots, this connection with Connemara particularly. And he came back to make films here, he came back to visit relatives. So there's a huge connection between his work, his life, and Anspidia. So a number of us here locally felt it was time that we, I suppose, honoured his association. And we wanted to create awareness about this connection, but also to inspire future generations of filmmakers who I think should know a little bit more about this man and what he had achieved.
And particularly that very devoted connection he had to Connemara. He came back over and over again. Is there much of, is it documented what he did when he came to Ireland when he wasn't making films?
His first visit was in 1921. He came back with his father.
Oh.
And I think that instilled in him a great sense of connected with his relatives. Some of them, you know, are still around in the village. And Bartley Feeney, one of his nephews, is going to be in attendance at our gala screening on Friday night.
Yeah.
It's a great association. He came back several times. Like, The Quiet Man was made in Cong, as you refer to.
Yeah.
But very much associated with his excuse me. He always wanted to come back to Ireland to make films.
Mm-hmm.
He came back to Galway to make The Rising of the Moon, which is a story based on 3 one-act plays. And it was an attempt to start an Irish film industry back in the day. In 1955, he himself and another Spittle native, Michael Morris, they decided they had huge connection from his time. I just frogged my throat.
Are you all right? Yeah, no, take a drink of water there, whatever. John Ford is you know, never mind The Quiet Man, The Rising of the Moon, and so on. The Searchers is such an incredible film and utterly changes Westerns, isn't it? It's another John Wayne turn, but it's a tale of revenge. And those use of sweeping shots across Monuments Valley has made it probably the most influential Western film ever. You're a filmmaker, so you really understand the importance of John Ford.
You should have given this interview, not me, Oliver. Thank you. My first inspiration when it came to John Ford was when I first saw The Searchers.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of people refer to it as one of the greatest American films of all time, possibly the greatest Western, certainly. And he didn't invent the genre, but he was very much one who defined it. The Searchers, I think he had a strong collaboration with John Wayne.
Yeah.
And they worked very closely together. So it was an obvious choice then when he met The Quiet Man that John Wayne should take the lead. And there was a great chemistry between John Wayne and Maureen O'Hara. They just worked before that in a film called Rio Grande. So he got them together. He was almost 20 years trying to raise funding for The Quiet Man. and eventually pulled it off in 1951, and it won for him his fourth and final Oscar for Best Director.
Yeah, four Oscars. Yeah, only John Ford.
Four Oscars for Best Director. No one else has done that. Yeah, you're correct. But he also won two other Oscars for Best Documentary as well. I mean, the canon of his work is incredible. He starts in the silent era. I think that very much informed his work because it's very much a strong visual style of storytelling to his work. He made genres like comedy, romance, straight drama, and of course the Western. And not a lot of people know about him locally here. I mean, Galway's got a great association with filmmaking from Galway City. It's called City of Film, the Galway Film Fly, which promotes a lot of young up and coming filmmakers right across to Jacar, all along the coastline of Galway Bay.
So Féile, John Ford companies. Is going to put him back on the Galway map. That's the idea.
Well, I think it's important. Yeah. Sorry, I got a little bit tongue tied there at the beginning. Excuse me. Huge association.
And it's
huge
all happening
with Galway.
It's all happening on Spidgale this weekend. What exactly will people get to enjoy if they pop along?
Well, we have a number of talks, very interesting talks. One is about his connection with Portland and that history. Another talk about his work, where we're looking at his work from the quiet man, actually the Irish film industry, from the quiet man right up to the on Colin Kuhn. And also there'll be four screenings, the quiet man, obviously, on Friday night. Yeah. And then we have The Searchers will be the closing film on Sunday.
That's
we
great.
Have a final film of his, which will have live accompaniment. And also The Rising of the Moon, which is a film that he made in Galway in 1955.
That sounds like a great weekend.
So, a huge array and a lot for everybody. And also some storytelling workshops with children.
And people know you very well, Pat, don't they? And I know you're celebrating John Ford, but they know you very well over in Galway, don't you, from your days on the All-Ireland winning panel? 98.
From my days stammering on the radio. I made a film some years ago about the Galway football team when they won the All-Ireland 1998. I was very lucky to be part of that panel.
What position were you now in the reserves?
I didn't have a position. Well, I was sub-goalkeeper.
Oh, you're the sub-goalie, but you have a Celtic cross, I presume.
I do, yeah. I do measure. Have one, yeah. I wouldn't say I won one now, but I do
really
have
playing
one,
it down, yeah. If there's an All-Ireland medal in your pocket, I'd be shouting it from the roof.
Yeah, no worries.
And the documentary's A Year Till Sunday.
It's over 25 years ago now. That is dated, I think, somewhat in the past period of time.
Yeah.
But coming back to John Ford, I mean, it's long overdue that something like this should happen.
It is. It's happening. We and this is the first of
before,
what you hope is going to be. This is the first of what you hope
this
will be many.
Yes. One. Yes.
Féile, John Ford, this culture festival has been held on Spidgale in Galway. It's going to celebrate one of Hollywood's greatest directors. From tomorrow to Sunday, FailaJohnFord.com. Pat Comer, thanks so much. Slán.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate it, Oliver. Thank you.
Claire says Pat Comer's A Year Till Sunday documentary is a classic, a wonderful documentary about that Galway triumph in 98. Please ask him about his other rumoured project. We didn't have time. Is he going to do a follow-up to A Year Till Sunday? Well, we never know. And John says The Quiet Man. Great cast. The most memorable aspect is Barry Fitzgerald's priest, an iconic portrayal. It also looks good. The film looks technically very good, very pretty, which is, of course, a hallmark of John Ford's work as well. What is it? FailaJohnFord.com. That's the place to go for on Spidgale's festival this weekend.